You're listening to the Carol Cox Show on 1080 AM K108.
Good morning and welcome to the Carol Cox Show. I'm going to have a discussion with Carolyn Golu'u and Hannah Miyamoto, and we're going to be discussing some recent activities on the Hawaii Business Roundtable and a letter that was recently sent to the governor of Hawaii, Linda Lingle, encouraging her to kill or veto HB 444, the Civil Unions Bill. And we have quite a bit to say about that, and I really would like to try and stress some points. And one of the main concerns that I'm concerned with is that this is corporations involved. The roundtable consists of corporations, and we want to ask these questions. Why is the corporations dictating to our governor or anyone regarding the private lives of individuals? Have we gone too far? And Carolyn, good morning, and how are you?
Oh, I'm fine, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm really looking forward to our discussion.
Yeah, again, this letter. Can you tell me a little bit about this letter and how did it come about as to what's the content, the basic content?
Well, the basic content of the letter was asking the governor, and it was written by Gary Kai, the executive director of, for the members of the Hawaii Business Roundtable, which the members are 48 in all. And he asked her to veto the HB 444 on civil unions. And when I first heard about it, I was absolutely amazed that businesses were getting involved in civil rights. I haven't really heard of that before. Usually, they want to abide by EEOC laws, both statewide and national. So this came as a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I did some homework, and I found out that their mission statement is, the Roundtree's mission is to promote the overall economic vitality and the social health of Hawaii. And I went right away. I went, well, the letter is in opposition to their own mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
And companies just don't usually do that.
No.
And so that angered me because, number one, I'm the mother of a gay son, but I'm also a social worker. I have my master's of social work from the University of Hawaii. And talk about social injustice. I was absolutely appalled that, you know, that we're even getting into this at this late hour. This bill has been before the legislature in one form or another for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And they, Gary Tai waits until the day before a state holiday on a Thursday afternoon, drops this letter and runs. Now there's a 3-day holiday and the governor is out of town. In fact, she's out of country. And I just, you know, the more I thought about it, you know, that motivated me to write the 48 letters. You know, luckily I have some friends who helped get round up the fax numbers. Because that in itself, 48 fax numbers, and they're not always that easily attained. And so it took two fellas, my son and Don, our friend Don Bent, who did the research for me, and we just, you know, we did talk about it. It's not just P. Flag Oahu. That's where I'm president of Parents, Family, and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. And for 14 years, I have a little bit of history on this, 14 years I've been working for social justice, and I just hadn't seen anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kept snowballing. And I kept thinking, wait a second, why? Why are they doing this? And the more I asked, and the more I kept calling people and asking them and emailing people, what is going on here? It came to light that some of the members, you know, you have an executive committee for any major corporation or any organization even. You have your executive committee and then you have your members. And in talking with one of the members, they said they had never seen this organization do this before, to make a public statement without polling or even doing a straw poll from their members, and that this subject had never been discussed in a general meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And so their executive board really, to me, went out on a limb here. And all to deny civil rights. And,
mm-hmm.
and that, you know, and I'll tell you, it has taken the breath out of me, but it wasn't for long, because I knew that if I could just be quiet and sit back and wait and see, and I will be honest, there were those who wanted us to just sit back and not do anything.
No.
And in my heart of hearts, when it's all over, and if the governor would veto this, how do I face my son knowing that I had an opportunity to at least speak out?
Right. Now,
you know?
Now look at this. We originally, this letter was supported by 48 members of the Hawaii Business Roundtable.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
right.
that 48, I understand there are a number of them that have basically disassociated themselves with this letter, not in actually supporting this letter. And some of them are the Starwood.
Starwood, and that's an international.
Yes.
That's an international corporation, and they say that they couldn't support it.
Time Warner.
If they had known about it, they wouldn't support it.
Okay, so Time Warner Cable, Aon,
right.
Marsh
right.
and McLennan Companies,
right.
the Star, as we've said, Starwood, and I understand that there is Kaiser Permanente.
Right, Kaiser Permanente, and there's one sentence in there that really struck home to me, and that is, we believe that the GLBT patients and their families deserve nothing less than a full measure of equality, you know, and it says another line from there that while they are a member of the Hawaii Business Roundtable, and on many matters we are in full agreement, the letter from the Executive Committee, and this was sent to Governor Lingle, and they were kind enough to send us a copy, sent to your office June 4th, does not reflect the practice of Kaiser Permanente Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that just goes to show. And we have other emails, City Mill in a conversation with another member of the larger group. Also, James Campbell Company says that they do not believe in discrimination of any kind, and that's what they found this letter based on.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be sending us a formal letter, or they will be sending the governor a formal letter.
I see. And so there's an actual there's some real issue behind this, because tomorrow, which is Monday,
right,
there is the list of potential bills that will be vetoed. Can you speak to that, and what does that have to do with the release of this letter?
Okay, well, with the release of this letter, we know, number one, the intent. They were very bold about it. They want her to veto this bill. If this bill is put on her veto list, like tomorrow is her deadline, the governor, any senior governor in the state of Hawaii needs to get out a list of bills that she intends to, not meaning that she will, but that she intends to veto. And because that gives the legislature, she has to have 10 business days before she actually does it. And it gives, then that puts the legislature sort of like on alert. And then they get to decide. Once she vetoes it, then they have a certain amount of time to respond if they want to override it.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I'm concerned about is that this is a lot of pressure being put on our legislators and on the governor.
Mm-hmm.
And I, as just an average citizen, I don't have that influence. I don't have the money. I can't take out full-page ads to try to convince the governor that she needs to do to be in compliance to me in my book on the U.S. Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think, what happens if they get away with this? What's next?
Mm-hmm.
Will they go in and have someone write a bill so that they can completely take out sex education in the schools?
Mm-hmm.
See, because that's already been colored. And when I say that, there has to be a link. Why would I jump from civil rights for couples to sex education? And that's because there are a couple of interesting people on this list that we haven't talked about, and I'd like to bring them up now. That's the president and CEO of Kaneohe Ranch, an H. Mitchell D. Ollier, and a Ronald G. Horner. Now, Horner is the president and CEO of the First Hawaiian Bank, and the Ollier sits on the I don't have that paperwork in front of me right now. It's an arm of the Catholic Church, and they have been very adamant. They spent hundreds of thousands and, you know, untold dollars back in the 90s to keep out equal marriage rights.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're back on the picture, only this time it's the Hawaii Forum and the Hawaii Family Forum. And the Ollier sits on both of these boards. And so it's really when this kept, you know, going round and round in the newspapers and everything, and on Friday I actually was out doing errands for my family when I started getting calls. First the call came in, round table is going to retract, but they're going to update their letter on the 4th. And that gave me great hope. And so I go along, and all of a sudden there's a spring in my step. I'm happy. Well, now this gives me some hope. Then within not even an hour, I get another call saying no, that the group has, the roundtable has decided not to update it, and they're going to stand on their original June 4th letter that asked for a veto.
Now,
and I went, who?
Now, I understand Lieutenant Governor Duke Ayana has announced in media sources He's stating or claiming that it is possible that HB 444 will show up, is one of the potential candidate bills that will show up for on the governor's list of veto. Have you heard anything about that?
Well, I saw it on TV. He had a press conference, and I thought it was quite ironic. The governor has been out of town for 14 days or more, and he waits until Friday of the weekend before she returns to come out and announce that HB 444 is going to be on her veto list. And I just wanted to know how many glass balls this man has that he knows that he can read them, and he knows the mind of the governor. And I thought, is he trying to influence her? We all know that he has already aligned himself with the Hawaii Family Coalition and the Catholic Church and the Mormon Church and the evangelicals that are out on the street defaming our children. And, you know, it's really disingenuous to have a prospective, a man who's already said he's running for governor, and he is there doing his best to take away rights from people. And I'm hoping that your listening audience will consider that and see how, is he really the best choice for governor? If he's going to try, before he even gets in as full governor, to deny people equal rights, that's really a place I don't want to go. And I was a Republican years ago when he first decided to run for lieutenant governor, and I asked him if he wanted my support. And I was still with C-Flag, and he said, "That's okay, Carolyn. That's okay, Well, basically, no." So I want to tell him I am not supporting him.
Yeah, the concerns I have, Carolyn, is that the lieutenant governor, Duke Iona, is openly have come out and done commercials and involved in condoning the International Transformation Network, which is opposed to gays, lesbian, and transgender people, and and dedicating the schools and churches and the people to God. So do you think that this, you alluded to it, but what's your real opinion about this? Do you think that the lieutenant governor has gone too far or incorporating this God preaching and apostling to the people while interfering with HB 44?
That, definitely. This is a country that has freedom of religion. That means we're free to choose our religion. And what Duke Iona has been espousing is a this, in fact, I believe he's on tape when he was down in South America saying that he's going to make sure, or he was with a group that said they were going to make sure that Hawaii was the first Christian state in the country. And I had goosebumps of chicken skin all over me. My bones rattled. what happens to all of the Buddhists and the other? And I just happened to be on a committee for affirmative action. And we did a polling of over 400 people. And we asked them, you know, and one of the, it was just a questionnaire about their ethnic background, you know, whatever. And part of it was, what religion did they affiliate with? You have, even when you added all of the Catholics, all of the Mormons, and all the Protestants together, you did not have as many people in Hawaii as you did Buddhists and other religions. So non-Christians in this state outnumber the Christians. And yet you have Duke Iona wanting to turn this into a Christian state. How ludicrous is that? But also how scary. Because that's one of our fundamental rights, is freedom of religion. Now, if that doesn't scare you, I don't know what does.
Now, I'd like to just name a few of the 48 companies, City Mill, Outrigger Enterprises, Hunt Development Group, the Deputy Commander of the United States PACCOM, Now, the military is involved in this and supporting this roundtable letter to kill the bill. Now, isn't the military active in seeking out the don't ask, don't tell, and trying to, the president has ordered that military people start to work on that?
Right.
So what's your thought on that?
Well, my husband gave me a wonderful statement, and he's in the process of writing a letter to this commander, because he reminded me of something I wouldn't have thought of. President Obama is the chief of, you know, they hail to the chief.
He's Commander-in-Chief.
Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces. And he has been saying, we are going to eliminate don't ask, don't tell, that it is discrimination. And so I don't know what right this commander out here in the Pacific has to superimpose his religious freedom, because we haven't heard from him. We have not heard from him that, you know, and yet we wrote to him, not just me. There are several other groups that have written to these people asking them for clarification. Mm-hmm. What is your stand? Do you agree? And he has been silent on this.
Mm-hmm.
And when a silence to me means agreement and condoning whatever is going on. And so does that mean that he is in direct opposition to his own commander-in-chief?
Right.
And I guess maybe my husband has to write a little faster, but that little message out to him, because that's another thing. Whoa, I feel like we're being surrounded by all these people, and they just, 48, granted we have about 18 that have, thank heavens, have come forward and stood up, and only one bank, the Hawaii National Bank, has come out and said that they don't believe in discrimination either.
Right,
but
now,
listen, where does that put First Hawaiian Bank of Hawaii, Central Pacific? Where are the rest of these banks? Why haven't they responded?
Well, let me go ahead and name a few of the others.
Okay.
Hawaiian Cement, Kaioia Company, which is a share in Waikiki, the Kaneohe Ranch Company, Hawaiian Airlines, Servco Pacific, University of Hawaii System, the HMSA.
We did hear from the University of Hawaii System.
Okay.
And they are in the that was a separate conversation. And so they are, they don't believe in discrimination either.
They're not
going to support.
Okay, and so then we have, you named First Hawaiian, Coldwell Bankers Pacific Group. Aon has also removed themselves and said, the gas company, Kobayashi Group Limited, LLC. Then there's Faye Curran, President and CEO of Hawaii Dental Service. And then there's Alexander and Baldwin, Bank
now,
of...
Alexander and Baldwin, in a separate email, has stood up for civil rights. And
so
said,
they're...
No, they also bow out from the letter.
Oh, they're not supporting this letter. And
no, they're not supporting
Bank of Hawaii, HEI, Kaiser Foundation.
Now, Kaiser Foundation, Kaiser Permanente said that, no, they're not also.
Okay, Hawaiian National Bank.
No, they're not. They said they're out of it.
Okay,
too.
Good. James Campbell Company.
They said no, that they would not support anything that goes into discrimination. So we're just waiting for an official letter from them.
The Magnaughton Group.
And that one, I don't have them down anywhere, but I don't know, somewhere in my mind. So I guess we just need to hear from them. We need an actual letter from them.
So from them denouncing this letter or retracting.
That's right.
So Kamehameha Schools, Central Pacific Bank, Marl Group, Castle Medical Center, HECO, Farmers Insurance, Marsh Inc., Castle and Cook Hawaii, American Savings Bank, Hoku Scientific, Oceanic Cable Company.
Oh, Oceanic came through and said that they would never that they don't discriminate, and they won't discriminate.
Okay. Hawaii Pacific Health, Marriott International.
Marriott International, they were one of the first five, the big five that came. Out of the eight international companies, five have already stood up, and Marriott's one of them.
And denounced this letter.
Denounced the letter.
Marathon Group, Queens Health Systems.
Now, isn't that sad?
And they're the ones that care and treat patients that are ill and what have you. And then First Insurance of Hawaii.
I haven't heard.
Starwood has retracted or denouncing this letter.
Yeah, they were one of the first to denounce.
And Foodland has as well has denounced, am I correct?
Yes, they denounced through one of our friends on a neighbor island. They said, oh, no, they don't. And also, they are they're wonderful in helping out the community. They have an aloha program right before the holidays
right.
that really helps out a lot of different companies.
The Honolulu Advertiser was also a part of this roundtable. So
they're part of it, but in the past they have been very supportive. In fact, they've supported HB 444.
Okay. So then you have Hawaiian Dredging, and then C.S. Woe and Sons. Now, have you heard anything from them?
No, they've been very silent.
And Hawaiian Telecom.
Hawaiian Telecom. I can't seem to find my list. I thought I had something from Telecom, but if I can't put my hand on it, then I'm going to have to say we haven't heard from them. But guess what? Oh, wait, here, I found my list. Oh, wow, I found my list. And guess what? They're not on it. Wait, Hawaiian Telecom, letter against discrimination in any form.
Okay. I'm now looking at the same letter. This letter acknowledges your letter of June 17th. Unfortunately, Mr. Yeaman, our CEO and representative member to the Hawaii Business Roundtable, is out of town and not reachable. Consequently, we are unable to directly respond to your inquiry.
Thank you.
Except to state that Hawaiian Telecom does not condone discrimination in any form. And this brings me back to the earlier point that you talked about. How can they be in compliance with federal law and Title VII or the civil rights laws and what have you, and in turn writing a letter interfering in government matters to impact people's lives and their private lives?
Exactly. And as a woman, I'm well past the childbearing years, but I am really worried about our young women out there. Will this also be the opening of a door that will just go on to them? Will they end up writing, will the big business come in and start taking reproductive freedom away? Because people that are on this Hawaii family forum, that's one of their big on the hit list.
Right.
So if the Hawaii family forum is so strong that they can turn the Hawaii Business Roundtable around and interject their ideas and their lack of values for the U.S. Constitution, then what else? Education in schools and reproductive rights for women.
Right. Now, what are you looking for the public to get involved, or do you have any ideas, and do you have anybody they should contact if they are interested in expressing their opinions or what have you?
Definitely. Governor Lingle's office, 586-0034, even if there's no one there, like over the weekend, and some people are a little shy about talking to someone, go ahead and call and let her know that you support HB 444 because we don't want to be involved in discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe in civil rights.
Now, that number again.
586-0034.
Okay, and that's the governor's. And
that's the governor's office.
And then what do we have for the actual deadline of this bill, all of it's coming to a head? What is that date?
The 22nd, the announcement will be made.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow when she gets back to the office, she has to do it during the day. And there's some, I'd read it, I'd heard it, but right now my brain is like almost on fried. I keep thinking, because tomorrow is Monday, and I am going down, and I have a personal account at First Hawaiian Bank, and I am closing it.
Yeah.
And I'm not rich, and it's not even going to make the the numbers flicker for the day, but it will come with a letter of why I am closing my small account there. And I also, we also have a very small account for G-Flag. And I can no longer allow them to use our money knowing that they do not support civil rights.
Right.
And that they engage in discrimination. And this is, it boggles my mind.
Right.
These companies have to have affirmative action plans. They have to have non-discrimination plans. And how can they, as a business, do that and on the other hand turn around and write to the governor and ask her to discriminate against some of our citizens? This is insane.
Now,
it really is.
How does the public get in contact with you? Are you receiving any calls or would like to hear from anybody out there in the public?
I would love to hear from people because I write almost once a day trying to give the governor a different aspect on why she should. So if they don't want to write themselves or they'd want to talk to me, my number is 672-9050.
Okay, 672-9050. And you again with PFLAG. So what do you think is behind all of this? And do you think that, I know you've expressed a bit of it, corporations being involved to the details of, corporations, this isn't an arm of government. This is corporations who are now intervening in the lives of private people.
Right.
What do you have specifically in a real short manner? What would you say to that?
I would ask them to go back and look at their, each company has their own mission statement, and I think they have to start looking at how their actions reflect their mission statement. And by them being silent on this issue, June the 4th, the letter was issued, and it's now June the 20th. And they can't be silent anymore. They have to stand up and, and tell us, are they going to discriminate against us? And if they do, then they better be prepared to talk to us about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we are going to be, and people have been emailing me that they have called and talked to people, that they have emailed the corporations and the companies that they're dealing with and told them of their concerns, And I guess I've just gone one step more. I'm just pulling my accounts. I've had a very uncomfortable feeling because of First Hawaiian's part in the past few years with, equal marriage rights back in the 90s. But I keep seeing the people, and it really tears me up because I love the tellers and the people that I do business with when I go and make my deposits. They're wonderful, wonderful people.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not doing this because of them. The service has been wonderful, but I will not stand by while they discriminate against my gay son. I am sorry. That's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. And they pushed me, and this was the last push.
Yeah, now
I can't handle it.
Now I'm looking at some other people that is involved in all of this is Brian Sugimura, and just give the listeners out there an idea. Mr. Sugimura is currently represents State Farm Insurance, T-Mobile, Marriott International, and Mortgage Bankers Association of Oregon Green, and he's also with the Family Forum. Now, that's contradictory because Marriott International is saying that they do not support this letter, and yet this gentleman is a board member of the Hawaii Family Forum. So a lot of contradiction and conflicts here, and hopefully we can get to the bottom of it and ask these questions. Why specifically are corporations involved in the lives of private citizens? That's not to rehash or debate the rights or the wrongs of HB 444, mm-hmm. but simply why is it that corporations are getting involved.
And see, the average bear on the street doesn't know this, that mm-hmm. how many different committees these people sit on and how much influence. And it just came to my awareness recently that the Catholic diocese was proposing to the city council that the city buy the land over on River Street for a homeless shelter, for a rehab. But in fact, that bothered me because as a former Catholic, I remember as a little girl sending in money for the poor and sending, you know, making pledges and doing all this for the poor. And yet now they want the city, that means me as a taxpayer and you as a taxpayer, to pay for it, pay for the building, pay for the land, and then turn around and pay the Catholic Church under the auspices of the Catholic Charities to run it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, there's no responsibility. There's no accountability there. And yet we have these people that sit on zoning committees, and they sit on the Hawaii Catholic, or they used to be the Hawaii Catholic Forum, now they call it the Hawaii Family Forum, and then the round table. And I'm just going, my gosh, the connections that many of these board members have is unbelievable. It's giving me the visual sight of a web, of a root system that is so ingrained in so many parts of our lives, we don't even know about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if this letter hadn't come up, I wouldn't have. My friend Scott Foster was the one that called me 11:30 last night, and he was commenting in a last email I was sending out before I went to bed, and he said, Carolyn, did you know? And I went, oh my gosh, I'm putting out this work, and I didn't make the connection between Mr. Mitchell Dullier from the Kaneohe Ranch, and he sits on the round table.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa, baby, that really got home to me.
Yeah.
And, yep.
So that's it's a bit frightening in that they would go to this extent, and when you have a wedding of corporations and the Transformation International Network and a lot of the religious entities, it's reason a cause for alarm. And do you share that same opinion?
Oh my gosh! Oh yes. Mainly when recently one of the Buddhist communities took a vote, and a friend of mine shared that with me, that they voted to support because Buddhists typically are very peaceful, peace-loving. They will turn the other cheek a lot more than some Christians. And they took a vote saying, no, we will support HB 444. We will support relationship freedom,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that meant a lot to me. And when I think that their wishes, granted, it was one of many different Buddhist organizations, but, you know, I just went, what's happening to our freedom of religion?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't be mandated. Isn't that why the people came across the waters of the Atlantic to find religious freedom? And now,
right.
you know,
well,
we're fighting wars over in the Middle East because yeah. of religion. And
right.
here in our own country, make us all one religion? Come on, that's not American.
Right. Well, it's telling if they have to resort to a round table where they couldn't deal with it through the legislation. And there, in that letter, it spoke about how sudden and sneaky. But the reality is this HB 444 has been discussed and debated and voted on. And why did they have to surreptitiously, behind the scenes, write this letter? So it's telling that something is more sinister. And with this coming election, I see that a lot of these people support Iona. And
okay.
that is what's a bit of alarming for me, in that he might have his way with this religious angle. And if we don't stand up and bring this to public attention and ask the basic question,
right,
why is corporations involved in private lives and dictating legislation, and why is the Christian or the religious movement married to this HBR and through them in some form or fashion to influence legislation and the governor's right to decide whether she passed or veto a bill?
That's right. That's it. And I'd have probably one final thing to say is, Leap Like Oahu, our mission statement is about education, advocacy, and support for all. And I asked the roundtable to go back to their own mission statement and examine their own conscience. Is what they did on June the 4th in that letter asking the governor to veto House Bill 444 on civil unions, is that in alignment with their social health of Hawaii? And then each individual company, corporation, needs to go back to their own individual mission statement and see, have they gotten off track? Are they in reality fulfilling that?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling that if someone had just raised their hand at that executive board meeting and ask that, if you or I had been able to be there, but we haven't been invited, or I have, maybe my invitation is in the mail and I didn't know I don't have the money and I'm not the CEO of a multi-million-dollar corporation, but someone needed to bring just a little bit of common sense,
yeah,
and
well,
dignity, human dignity.
Well, you take, for example, you had the Hawaii dredging. Okay, they're good at dredging and doing construction, whatever, sewers and whatever. But what right does that give them of qualifications to intervene in the lives of free people?
That's right.
That's questionable, that's right there. Just because you're part of a round table and you dig ditches and you get major contracts from the government, you have stepped over the line and now start to engage in dictating legislation and law and policy of free people.
That's it.
Something that's troubling. But
there's
anyway.
Something wrong.
Something
wrong. But thank you so much for giving me this time to talk with you and share my thoughts, because it's very near and dear to my heart. And they've done a good deed for me, because I had to look again. It's not just about my gay son anymore, and it's not just about the civil unions of all the people in our state. It's a much bigger subject that they have brought up,
mm-hmm,
whether they knew it or not.
Yeah.
And maybe if they would just think a little bit more before they are so quick to close the door and behind closed doors write these letters.
Yeah. Well, we're going to make an attempt to contact some of these CEOs and ask the question, why? And what is it in it for you? They claim there's financial and other concerns, but I want to hear from them firsthand. How do they come to that threshold and cross it and engaging in the private lives of individuals and dictating law?
That's
something we all should be concerned with.
That's it. And so I guess your listening audience, besides calling the governor, if they have connections with any of these companies, if they do business with them, and if they have concerns and questions about that letter that was sent out in their name, maybe they should ask those companies.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So instead of a boycott, just write a personal letter expressing their concerns. If they object to their involvement and support of this letter, they could just express it in that sense. And that would be, would be helpful? Is that what you'd like to see them do?
I would like that, because I think that might make them think. And if they think, I cannot believe that if they truly think about what their company is doing, that they would continue to do it. I guess that's the Pollyanna in me.
Mm-hmm.
If we can just stop people and ask them to think of what the ripple effect is, you know, and why? Why do we want to persecute? Hasn't enough persecution on this earth gone on for too long? And, you know, we have a part in it. And so we have to make sure we either stand up and speak out now, or forever hold your peace.
Right.
But then you have, we do have a social obligation, and I guess that's my social work degree speaking there, but, you know, it's something deeply embedded in me. And guess what? The Catholic Church years ago placed that idea that we don't hurt others. We do not. That's not part of what we're called to do.
Mm-hmm.
So now I just look at all these people and say, you know, you better go back to your drawing board. You better have a little meditation with yourself.
Right.
A little examination of conscience would not hurt any of these CEOs that said, who turned around on Friday afternoon and said, no, they're standing by that letter. Why? Mm-hmm. I want to know why.
Right.
You know. So.
Well, Carolyn, I thank you for your time, and we'll be touching bases. And if anything develops, please send me an email.
I certainly will.
And we'll be listening for you. And again, thank you.
I thank you. I will keep in touch with you about any letters we get tomorrow.
All righty.
Or the next day.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mahalo.
Thank you. Mahalo.
Bye-bye.
Here we go.
Thank you.